يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ.
All you enveloped in your cloak. All you enveloped in your cloak. The first seven verses of this surah are those in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, was directed for the first time ever to preach Islam's message to others. The very first revelation of the Quran consisted of the verses of Surah 96, Surah
Al-Alaq.
Verses 1 to 7 of this surah are the first verses to be revealed after the revelation of that surah.
قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ.
Arise and warn.
وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ.
And magnify the glory of your Lord.
وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ.
And purify your robes.
وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ.
And shun uncleanliness.
وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ.
And bestow not favor in order to seek from others a greater return.
وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ.
And persevere for your Lord's sake.
فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ.
When the trumpet shall be sounded. These verses were revealed a few months after the revelation of the initial verses of the present surah at the time of the first Hajj following the commencement of Islam's public preaching. This was on occasion when the chiefs of the Quraysh held a conference wherein they decided to launch a vigorous propaganda campaign designed to poison the minds of the pilgrims who came from outside Mecca against the Quran and the Prophet, peace be upon him.
فَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ.
That will surely be a hard day.
عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ.
Not an easy day for the unbelievers.
ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا.
Leave me with him whom I alone have created. Leave me with him whom I alone have created. This refers to Walid ibn Mughira. In his own heart, Mughira was convinced that the Quran was the word of God. But in order to retain his position as a tribal chief of Mecca, he counseled during that conference that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was a sorcerer and the Quran no more than a piece of sorcery.
وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا.
Whom I have endowed with abundant riches.
وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا.
And sons ever present with him.
وَمَهَّدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا.
And for whom I have smoothed the way to power and riches.
ثُمَّ يَطْمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدَ.
And who still greedily desires that I should bestow upon him more.
كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا.
By no means. He is stubbornly opposed to our signs.
سَأُرْهِقُهُ صَعُودًا.
I shall soon constrain him to a hard ascent.
إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ.
He reflected and then hatched a scheme.
فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ.
Ruin sees him. How did he hatch a scheme?
ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرُ.
Again, ruin sees him. How did he hatch a scheme?
ثُمَّ نَظَرُ.
He looked at others.
ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرُ.
Then frowned and scowled.
ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرُ.
Then he retreated and waxed proud.
فَقَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرُ.
And said, "This Quran is merely a sorcery of yore."
إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ.
This is nothing but the word of a mere mortal.
سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرُ.
Him shall I soon roast in hell.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرُ.
And what do you know what hell is?
لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرُ.
It spares nothing. It leaves nothing intact. It leaves nothing intact. Hell will not spare anyone who deserves to be chastised. And once it seizes anyone, it will not let him escape chastisement.
لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرِ.
It scorches even the skin.
عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرِ.
Over it are 19 keepers.
وما جعلنا أصحاب النار إلا ملائكة وما جعلنا عدتهم إلا فتنة للذين كفروا ليستيقن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ويزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا ولا يرتاب الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمؤمنون وليقول الذين في قلوبهم مرض والكافرون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا كذلك يضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وما يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو وما هي إلا ذكرى للبشر.
We have appointed none but angels as the keepers of the fire, and we have not made their number but as a trial for the unbelievers, so that those who have been endowed with the book will be convinced, and the believers' faith will increase. And neither those who have been endowed with the book nor the believers will fall into any doubt. As for those in whose hearts there is a sickness, as well as the unbelievers, they will say, "What did Allah aim at by this strange parable? Thus does Allah let whomsoever He pleases to go astray, and directs whomsoever He pleases to the right way. And none knows the hosts of your Lord but He, and hell has only been mentioned here, that people may take heed. We have appointed none." The whole passage commencing from the present verse until "and none knows the hosts of your Lord but He," verse 31, is a parenthetical statement which has been introduced here to respond to the unbelievers' objection that God had appointed only 19 angels as hell's keepers. They instantly began to ridicule this statement. They considered it quite bizarre that on the one hand it was said that all people from the time of Adam till the end of time who had rejected the true faith and had committed mortal sins would be cast into hell. Yet it was also being claimed that hell would have no more than 19 keepers to chastise such enormous hordes of people.
Nor the believers will fall into any doubt.
The people of the book and the believers were well acquainted with the extraordinary abilities of angels. It was evident to them, therefore, that it was perfectly feasible for the 19 keepers to cope efficiently with hell's administration.